Oxford Primary Skills, Reading and Writing Level 5, by Tamsin Thompson. Publish and copyright, Oxford University Press, 2010. Unit 1. Use your imagination. Listening 1. Read and listen.
Amazing sculptures. You can make anything out of ice, says Ian Foster. Ian is an ice sculptor. He carves animals, buildings and trees, all out of ice. The biggest ice sculpture he ever made was an entire castle. Each sculpture begins with a piece of paper, a pencil, and Ian's imagination. He makes drawings of the sculpture and imagines it from the front and back and from every side. Once he is happy with his idea, he starts to work with his tools on a big block of ice. I have to wear a thick coat and a fur hat to work, even when it's hot outside. The temperature in the studio is always close to freezing. Otherwise, the sculpture would melt. It's like working in a big fridge. Most of the sculptures are made for special occasions. Weddings, town festivals, or parties in big companies. The sculptures are taken to the party in refrigerated vans. Once they are taken out of the van and put on show, they begin to melt. However, the biggest sculptures will last for many hours before they turn into water. Does Ian feel sad when his sculptures melt? Not really, he says, because I am already thinking about the next sculpture. Melting ice is not a problem for Mike Evans. He is a sand sculptor. Mike started making sand sculptures 24 years ago. And for the last 16 years, sand sculpture has been his full-time job. He works with a team of sculptors. They travel all over the world to make sand art for festivals, shows, museums, zoos, shopping centres and big companies. The team has made hundreds of sculptures, from small statues to a huge palace for 100 people to have dinner inside. They never make the same sculpture twice. The team has won lots of prizes for their art. They also teach people how to make sand sculptures. 1. To make a sand sculpture, you need a wooden frame. First, fill the frame with sand. Then use water to wet the sand. Press the sand down into the frame until the sand is hard. 2. Then remove the frame and start to carve the sand sculpture. Start at the top of the sculpture. You can use gardening tools, a stick, and an ordinary knife to carve the sand.